now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast from class to cult, and the cheese in between. The movies are B, entertainment is grade A, and I'm your host, Jason Jackanetti, again, out for a single effort this time. And this episode, which is coming to you the end of January, is normally where we talk about what we like the best in 2024. Oh, not well, it'll be 2024. It's usually the year before, and it will be 2024. So I started thinking about what movies I'd seen in 2024, and I'm like, I haven't seen many, I bet. And then I started like making a list and going through and stuff, and actually I saw way more than I thought. There's the normal kind of stuff that I would have seen, obviously, like Kung Fu Panda 4, Wild Robots, outstanding, by the way. Kung Fu Panda 4 was fun, and Wild Robot is a great animated movie. It's very, it really pulls at your heartstrings kind of thing. There are definitely some, lighter fare, like, My Spy, The Eternal City, and, things along those lines, which might be more kid-friendly. Not My Spy is actually kid-friendly, but Haley found it really funny. And so did we. But there's things like that. And then there's more serious stuff, not just in the horror world, but in things like The Bike Riders, which was really beautifully shot, even if the story is kind of depressing, things along those lines. So, like, you know, as many Despicable Me 4s we saw, I also saw other stuff, too, that we watched as a family, like Under Paris and Lisa Frankenstein, which actually is highly underrated. A lot of people have bashed that movie. It's actually really funny. It's a coming of age story. Haley enjoyed it. So did Kelly and I too, obviously. But I'm trying to think. There's Deadpool and Wolverine, something like that. It's a family kind of thing. I know you're saying all that swearing and stuff. Yeah, we cursing is not an issue. With my daughter and stuff like that. We don't really have that. I know some people don't find that to be okay. When we spend time together as a family watching stuff. We try to make sure that we're picking movies that we actually will all pay attention and not sit on our phones during, and that's a big key. So you'll notice that things we're going to watch together as a family, certain movies, Haley, like we saw Smile 2 in the theater, Haley and I did, and, she really enjoyed that in the theater, but that's not something Kelly would want to sit through. So, or something like Inside Out 2, we would watch at home kind of thing, and we'd all watch as a family, and we'd have dinner during it and stuff, and even though, however you might feel about Disney and Pixar and all that stuff like that, that's all well and good, but it's still, interesting to see that dynamic. If I can get them not to look at their phones during a movie and have them actually pay attention to what we are, actually doing, which is great. So, I talk about some of the best movies I saw last year. Dad and I might have talked about it earlier this year, or last year, I should say. We saw Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes in the theater. We saw it opening week. I thought that was one of the better movies I saw in the entire year. I really enjoyed Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Dad and I also saw Godzilla X Kong, the New Empire, which is a lot of fun. I think Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is a better overall movie, but I think they're very different films, which is okay. Not that I didn't enjoy the other one. I definitely did. Then by way of more mainstream movies we saw that were kind of that I enjoyed, like Furiosa. My wife and I just watched that actually recently, which again, if I'd never seen Fury Road, I would have been blown away by it. I think it kind of is in this, obviously in the same world. It's beautifully shot. It's really well done. Everything's good there. It's just, but I love Fury Road so much. I think it's hard for Furiosa to kind of unseat that. To that same end, I think that's where Gladiator 2, which I just saw, kind of falls short of Gladiator. It is truly not Gladiator, because to me, Gladiator is one of the best movies ever made, period. But Gladiator 2 is a really enjoyable movie. The effects are great. I know some people complained about the baboons looking kind of cartoonish. I'm not sure what you want them to do. Use real baboons fighting humans. But I really enjoy Gladiator 2. I like the story that's there. Denzel Washington has been, he was really great in the movie too. But it's an interesting take on where you could go for Gladiator 2, which a movie I thought they would never, ever make a sequel to. You know, some other mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream movies. I'm trying to think. I mean, the most of the mainstream stuff we saw were kids' stuff. You know, like I said, we saw, like, you know, Inside Out 2 and Despicable Me 4 and Kung Fu Panda 4 and, like, The Wild Robot. Like, those are more mainstream. Movies like Lisa Frankenstein and even The Exorcism with not the Pope's Exorcist, but Exorcism, which was Russell Crowe. Taro was more mainstream, which I actually enjoyed. Taro was actually pretty good, considering most people dumped all over that movie. Smile 2 did crazy business. I thought Smile 2 was one of the best horror movies I saw of the year, and really enjoyed Smile 2. In fact, I might have enjoyed Smile 2 more than I enjoyed Smile. I can honestly say it definitely has a really creepy scene in her apartment with a dance crew. If you haven't seen it, it's worth that alone, because that was unnerving as heck. As well, for other mainstream, might be like Alien Romulus was really good. And I'm going to say something that's probably not super popular, but I really like Prometheus. And Alien Covenant was fine. I mean, I thought Alien Covenant was, again, I didn't think it was nothing special. Alien Romulus, I thought, was more of a nod back to what I think people were hoping for Alien sequels to be. But it was really good. And it's, you know, hopefully that kind of ushers in more, you know, kind of like that, depending on what they're going to do. I know there's a Prometheus sequel, another Prometheus movie coming, and there's supposed to be more from this world, because it takes place, one's in the past, one's in the far future. Well, the past of that world. Anyway, so just kind of going through some other stuff we saw. So a movie I really enjoyed that most people didn't like, and I can say this, is Hellboy the Crooked Man. A small movie, but by stretch of imagination, it's certainly not the Guillermo del Toro Hellboys that we all love. But Hellboy a Crooked Man was just a little tiny standalone story. It didn't have to be Hellboy in it. It could have been anybody in it. It just had, you know, like, different powers. But I really enjoyed it. Straight up horror movie, very Sam Raimi, very Evil Dead, very much along those lines there. You know, so I'm trying to think, what else did we see that was like family? I'm trying to think. Kelly and I watched that one together, but family wise, we watched Red One, which is really good, a Christmas movie. I know some people didn't like that, but because of The Rock, but we thought it was really cute, enjoyable. I'm trying to think. Remember the other one? The Santa movie. I can't remember that one. The one with with Jack Black. A lot of people have been dumping all over that. We watched that together. It was, again, another, it wasn't anything insanely amazing, but it was cute at times. I know a lot of people felt it was like really harsh and, you know, I don't know, just whatever. However, people can kind of like, you know, get bent about certain things, but it was fine. It was nothing that was like going to change your world, but I thought was really, you know, something out there that was, you know, just filled a little bit of time at the holiday season. We had dinner and watched it. No big deal. So other ones that actually one my daughter wanted to see, she asked me about until we finally came out, was Afraid, the one about the AI taking over. I thought they missed the ball. I thought they could have really amped that up a little more, but again, more studio than, you know, picture than independent kind of, or international kind of stuff, but overall good. If you like insects, Sting and Infested, both are good. I think Infested, I don't have a fear of spiders, but oh boy, it's a lot of spiders. A lot of spiders. Sting is good. Sting is a little silly more than anything else, about its concept and stuff. If you are looking for something that's a little more, you know, kind of off the beaten path, I can tell you that, I really enjoyed Immaculate, which you, heard earlier this month. And then obviously The First Omen, which is much more mainstream, was good too. I think you need to watch them in the order of The First Omen, then Immaculate. Immaculate is certainly not for everyone, especially the ending is really not for everyone. On the idea of a movie that's not for everyone, Azrael, the post-apocalyptic, post-rapture, I should say, movie where there's no talking. Really not for most people. I enjoyed it. I thought it was different and an interesting take. I think that's part of the problem. A lot of the movies I enjoyed this year were properties that I already knew I liked, and now we're watching the next piece of it, you know, kind of thing. The Godzilla X Kong and Planet of the Apes and Alien Romulus and Gladiator 2 and, you know, kind of thing. Like, a lot of the sequels and stuff that came out, Smile 2, things like that. Another one that a lot of people didn't like that I did was Maxine, the third in the X trilogy. Very, very, very much 1980s, feels like 1980s, feels grimy, feels like the city, stuff like that. A movie a lot of people actually talked about this year and were, I think, disappointed with, because it just, I don't know what they were expecting it to be, but it was like Abigail, which I loved. I thought it was like really good. I'm like, this is exactly what a little kid vampire movie is. Like, she's a vampire. And I thought that was really cool. But then, like, there were other ones, like, I mean, so, okay, for more mainstreams, like the movie, like, Trap, which is the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong There movie, which has the distinction of having no twist ending. Sorry if I ruined it for you there, but it has no twist ending, just has an ending, which I saw coming a mile away, but no twist. And then Haley and I checked out some other stuff, like Mr. Crockett, which was on Hulu, was like very much in the Five Nights at Freddy, which we liked last year, vibe. Night Swim is very, very low-key kind of horror. It's very PG-13. It's not R there at all. It's heartbreaking more than anything else, you know, kind of thing. Arcadian, you can catch that on Shudder. That is a Nicolas Cage movie, weird kind of movie about, you know, these creatures that are trying to come in. It's like part werewolf movie, part, no, not werewolf is the right word. It kind of reminds me of like Attack the Block, the creatures in there, just different and weird. You know, and then of course, like, you had other sequels like A Quiet Place, Day One, right, kind of thing, which was good, you know, kind of thing. If not, you know, we already know what they look like. We know what kind of happened, so it's there. Trying to think, what other? Let me look here. I'm gonna look at my list. Sorry. VHS Beyond. If you have not watched any of the VHS movies, VHS Beyond is the newest one. I thought that was actually one of their better ones. Really good. I watched a bunch of them during Halloween time. It was really good. Also, Deer Camp 86 was good, if a little low budget and kind of like hokey at times, but totally, you know, I enjoyed it. Kind of saw where it was going quickly and was good to go. There were some movies that I was really surprised about this year. And, there's just one other thing I just want to mention. Not horror-related, but I watched Watchmen Chapter 1 and 2, the animated. And I thought to myself, is there any other graphic novel that's been produced so many times as Watchmen? This is probably the best retelling of the comic book ever, because it's an animated thing that's pretty much the comic. But, you know, always enjoyable, always love those kind of things. If you enjoy Watchmen, then it's worth checking out. It is long, though, because each one of them is like a full-length movie, and so we put them together, which makes sense, because Watchmen is quite a long, graphic novel. So as for some movies that I had, kind of took me by surprise, or I was hoping, and just some of the ones I wanted to mention here that, a lot of people lost their mind over Long Legs. You could hear us in the vault talk about Long Legs in depth. I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was Silence of the Lambs good. But interesting take. Once you kind of figure out what's going on, it's not, you know, it's nothing too, like, earth-shattering, but I did enjoy it overall. You know, thinking about the one, definitely, to me, I not that I'm upset I watched the new Salem's Lot, but I definitely am glad I didn't pay for the new Salem's Lot. I think it kind of fell flat. Although I don't know how much Salem's Lot is going to translate nowadays anyway. I mean, it's not modern day. It's told back in the, you know, as in the period piece, but it's like, just not sure we can kind of, you know, how we're going to amp that up, because you have to turn up the violence so much to get people to even notice you anymore. Caddo Lake was good. I just thought it was a little slow for what it was. Nothing spectacular, although I watched that for free too. I watched Oddity recently, which was interesting. A lot of people said it was their favorite horror movie of the year. I'm just not sure what movie they watched. I thought it was kind of, it's fine, but it's nothing too crazy. It's nothing out there. It's like, oh my God, I can't imagine what could happen. A movie that was super polarizing this year, obviously, was In a Violent Nature. We talked about that, the walking movie. I watched it, actually watched it on a treadmill at the gym to feel like I was part of the experience. We talked about that in the vault as well. I thought it had some really good parts to it, but I think the ending veering off from what actually we had gotten the entire movie was a waste of time. I think it would be great if it was him just walking in the car, just pulling away from him. It'd be funny. But thought it was just kind of like fell short there. To me, one of the best movies I've seen all year, we talked about this in the vault also, Late Night with the Devil. I still think it holds up. I think it's really one of the better films of the year. Not just horror, but just better overall film. Interesting. I know some people felt that it just didn't have enough punch to it or whatever. I'm not sure what they were looking for. But it was there. I mean, I think that definitely held more punch than, let's say, Never Let Go, which is one my wife and I watched together, a lot of people are like, it's about, you know, these is the evil entity. And I'm like, actually, it's about mental disease and, like, you know, woman's, you know, schizophrenia and stuff like that. And people are like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is why the internet's a cesspool of garbage, and I just detest it with a passion, let alone, you know, Facebook groups and stuff where people think they're super smart. It's fine. She clearly has mental disorder here, but it's cool because most people, you know, has to be, you know, concrete realistic because that's what they are. Douche. Anyway, so, but yeah, I think Late Night with the Devil, I thought really kind of like, you know, hit on all time, considering how cheap it was made. I know there's some people who are like, oh, they used AI in this one part. They used here. Okay. Calm it down. You know, kind of thing. We don't need that all up happening right now. Sometimes a movie, you know, people like just want to bash on movies and stuff, and I get that. And then people want to bash on like Late Night the Devil or bash on whatever, it's fine. A movie that obviously I think was really, kind of watching whatever, a movie I was looking forward to when I heard about it was The Substance. Talk about, these are all, again, we're going very small studios here. We're talking like, you know, Long Legs is Neon, Immaculate was Neon, The Substance is another small studio. There's a lot of A24 movies in here. The Substance, I thought was really good. It really brought nudity back. Nudity's right there. I'm going to be naked, which is okay with me. I watched that one myself. I told my wife she would probably enjoy it, but she wasn't like, I don't know. And I'm like, I mean, Demi Moore looks amazing in that movie, full on. Just as good as she, better than she looked probably in Striptease. We had talked about, what was the other one? How can I forget? So a movie that, how about polarizing? Terrifier 3. I know you're saying, Jay, Terrifier, those movies are garbage. They are certainly not for everyone. And Terrifier 3 is probably the best made of the three of them. Well, there's more than three. We all know. I mean, All Hallows Eve, the original one, I think is probably the better movie than Terrifier 1. Terrifier 1's kind of just fine. It's not what it is. Terrifier 2 is much better than 1. And I think 3 might be the best so far. Looking forward to what's going to happen with 4 coming up. They're in the process of making that, which I thought, you know, should be interesting. Terrifier, not something that my daughter's going to watch, not something my wife's going to watch. One that you can skip is the movie called Rippy, otherwise known as The Red. It's an Australian, I think it's Australian. It's about a killer kangaroo, back zombie kangaroo. Premise sounds like, oh, it's going to be like Cocaine Bear. It's going to be funny and silly and crazy. Nope. Played 100% serious until you see the poorly animated kangaroo. just poor. I mean, it wasn't like the worst movie I've ever seen, because trust me, I've seen a lot of bad movies, but like, I was like, man, this movie had potential and kind of just fell flat. It's funny, we watched that right around the same time we watched The Killer's Game, which is the Dave Bautista movie, which my daughter's like, this dude's going to be horrible. And she laughed the whole time, because it's funny. I mean, he's murdering the heck out of people. Hard R there. Just like Twisters. She didn't think much Twisters either, and she really enjoyed Twisters. I don't think Twisters needed to be made. I mean, I think it's hard to, you know, make the bad guy the elements, but it is. I don't think it added anything to Twister, the original. I think Twister is a better movie, but I think overall maybe that's the level of actor in it and stuff. Not to be mean, but I think you have some better actors in there with a more, kind of like, and Twister was a big, big success for a long, you know, I mean, to even spawn a ride and stuff, a ride and stuff like that at Universal. Another one we had just saw, which was Heretic. Again, very polarizing, not for everybody, an A24 movie. Who would have guessed an A24 movie that's not for everybody? Heretic touches a lot in, delves into religion. It's really not, it's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant movie, but it's not blood and gore. And that's what I think people are afraid of. It's going to be all this blood, all this gore. There's almost no blood and gore in the whole thing. It is just very funny that this is, kind of, as you look back, not funny, in the movie not funny, but I'm saying, you look back and you're like, wow, this could be really interesting. And it ended up being, I really thought it was something that was interesting to see. I really enjoyed it. I think my wife was kind of turned off and she's like, I don't really want to watch this. Like, and I think it's when we first saw the trailer. So I was like, all right, no problem. I'll watch it myself. And I did. And I really enjoyed it. I did. So I reached out to some of my friends, kind of get some of their feedback. My buddy Damien had said to me, nothing earth-shattering this year, spent some with the old movies. But he said he really enjoyed Late Night with the Devil might be his best one. He really enjoyed Trap, which I did as well. Alien Romulus, which I also like. VHS Beyond, and In a Violent Nature, because of what they set out to do. But he did same thing, didn't love the perspective of change at the end. He also had said he had just saw Heretic, which he liked. I just seen it myself, obviously. And he had said his Substance, even though the Substance goes way off the rails in the last little bit of it, which I think hurts the movie overall, just enjoyable stuff that you can kind of, you have to be ready for it. I mean, there's a lot of naked in it. And you have to be ready for some like things that are not pleasant all the time, but that's, par for the course. So I also reached my buddy John, reached out. He's just gotta be, his list is not him and his wife, Mary. He had said his favorite movie of the year, Godzilla X Kong, New Empire. Again, fun, makes sense. John's a big kaiju guy, so it makes a lot of sense there. Alien Romulus, again, another fun movie. We had, kind of thing makes sense. Maxine, which I know a lot of people didn't like. I enjoyed Maxine. He had said Beetlejuice, which I have not seen yet. We were supposed to watch it, and then one thing led to another, and this year got away from us, and what happened there. And then he said Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I liked. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, to be honest with you, is really good. My wife and I watched it again when it came. I watched it in 4K. Dad and I saw it in the theaters. And she was like, wow, that was really good. And I'm like, but I think we forget how good the others all were as well, because they're just so, there's not like, they aren't coming out year after year after year. It's not like Marvel where they shove it down your throat. The other ones he had said that he happy got to see, but worth checking out. Late Night with the Devil, Blink Twice. Kelly and I just watched Blink Twice, kind of saw where that was going. The twist at the end. I knew the twist. Once they revealed what was happening, I was like, oh, I got a feeling this is going to turn back on him. And it did. Not a pleasant movie at all. Not pleasant, not fun. And he said, Speak No Evil, which I have not seen. It's on my list. I haven't seen any of the ones he was looking forward to. Was Nosferatu, which, talk about polarizing. I haven't seen it yet, but some people absolutely love it, and some people cannot stop bashing it to no end. I think, any Edgar's movie is going to be like that. It's just the way it is. The Northman's like that. The Lighthouse is like that. I mean, they bash his movies, or you love them. And then my buddy had said Deadpool and Wolverine as well. Deadpool and Wolverine, if you haven't seen it, is interesting, because it's a Marvel movie, but it's still a Deadpool movie, and the amount of swearing is great, but, you know, it's not, this is not going to be, like, let's sit down with the family and watch it. Deadpool Wolverine is violent and gory and bloody and silly and laugh out loud funny at times, and just, you know, it's just what it is. I mean, is it my favorite Marvel ever? No, certainly not. It's not better than Logan, that's for dang sure. Logan, I think, is one of the better movies that Marvel movies ever made. It's not a fun movie you want to pop on all the time. I mean, maybe you find it fun. Maybe it's not, but it's not like it's like Blade 2. I can watch Blade 2 anytime. Blade 2 is just awesome because that, like, literally is the reason why we have these movies now. So, looking, that's what we had here, you know, kind of thing. I'm looking at this list. I mean, like, Under Paris, which was good. We watched that. I'm trying to think. I think I hit all the stuff on my list, but I saw a lot of different movies this year. Many more than I thought I did. I can honestly say, if I have to recommend something original, Late Night with the Devil, The Substance, Heretic, those are all very original kind of stories. They're not, I mean, even though Maxine's a sequel, if you liked X and you liked Pearl, hopefully you'll like this one. I put Maxine, it's hard. I really liked X much more than Pearl. I know you're not supposed to. You're supposed to like Pearl better than Maxine. I just didn't. And I think better than X. I think Pearl is third in this. I think I like Maxine more than Pearl. X is just, well, it's just a good movie. Ty West makes good movies. But I think the difference is Maxine at the end kind of goes a little zany for what I thought was going to happen. Well, not that I thought. I figured, okay, no problem. But, like, it's fine. It's good. I think it fits very well with the other two. Pearl, I don't know. Pearl just kind of maybe rubbed me the wrong way a little bit during it, which is fine. Again, it doesn't have everything. Not every movie has to be for every person. Ones I didn't check out this year were Imaginary. I have that. Like I said, just there's a few that just were on the list. Like I said, Beetlejuice, I didn't get a chance to. Just didn't get a chance. The one thing I can tell you though is if you enjoyed Fury Road, you'll like Furiosa. If you like alien movie, the alien movies, you'll probably enjoy Alien Romulus. It's got a lot of the alien stuff in it. More original stuff. It's hard because some people's tastes are so different. To me, like I said, I liked Azrael, and I know people who hate Azrael. Okay. There are people who love In a Violent Nature, absolutely love it. I liked a lot of it, but at the end was not great. I didn't enjoy the tons of walking at certain times, but I get it. Just felt like a lot of filler. Long Legs was interesting, and it's a movie that, you know, some people go in and they hate it, and some people love it, and some people just want to see it because of Nick Cage, and that's fine. I know a lot of hate on Lisa Frankenstein this year. Again, a movie that we enjoyed as a family, watched together. It had, you know, it's touching at some points. It's sad at some points. It has a very Tim Burton feel to it overall. Not the level of Edward Scissorhands. It actually feels like Edward Scissorhands, but it's just kind of a different kind of take. I can recommend those to people. I know that, like, Hellboy the Crooked Man is not going to be what people want to see, but I enjoyed it. My other buddy John, different John, enjoyed it too. I said, "Have you seen this?" And he's like, "Oh man, I really liked it." And so do I. So that's what happened here. Like I said, a movie like Gladiator 2, if you can see it, you know, on like a bigger screen or in like higher def, you would probably enjoy it. I mean, again, if you like Gladiator, it's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of stuff like that, but I'm always looking for something original, something different. But I think sometimes the original and different, I don't know. They try sometimes too hard to do that. So, but anyway, I feel like I'm just yammering on here mindlessly. I can tell you there's plenty of good stuff out there to go check out. Whatever you're into, you're into. I know I've covered a bunch of newer movies of late, just because of kind of like time constraints and stuff like that. But the one thing I did want to mention is Horror's Greatest, which is on Shudder, season 1 is fully done, and season 2 just started with the new year. I put those on at the gym on the treadmill. When I'm on the treadmill, like walking, they're kind of mindless. There's nothing I'm learning that's new there. They're like talking heads, horror people talking like, oh, the best horror date movie is this. The best this is this. Vampires, blah, blah, you know, whatever. They're fun. They're just candy. They're just little candy things. But if you actually want to see some real documentaries that are well worth your time, and I don't know which one's better. I mean, I don't want to say one's better than the other. I can say this, that Creator VC puts out amazing stuff. In Search of Darkness, 1, 2, 3, see them. They're amazing. 1980s, that's what the definitive 80s. In Search of Tomorrow, I can't wait for the second one. See it. In Search of an Action Hero, that's their original. Their new ones are, and the Thing is coming, by the way. Aliens Expanded, oh, awesome. Just awesome. Just is long as heck, but it's awesome. And then In Search of Darkness, 1990 to 94, the lost decade. Yeah. I mean, again, they're not movies. They're documentaries and about movies. And if you enjoy movies, and let's face it, you're listening to me yammer about movies here, so maybe you do like them. Both of those are worth checking out. Those documentaries are great. I've backed every one of their documentaries since I first learned about In Search of Darkness. I've backed everything, whether it's Kickstarter, whether it's through their site, through whatever. 100% I'm in. I know my buddy Damien is in. I know other people who really enjoy them. It's just worth your time to check out. Are they long? Yes. Is it going to probably take you multiple sittings? Yes. But they are so good. They're so good. And if you like, 80s horror, In Search of Darkness, the 1, 2, and 3 from the 80s, phenomenal. Not just mainstream. They go into like the VHS stuff and 3 and whatever. Just great stuff. Can't wait to see what happens from 95 to 99 when that gets produced. And I'm waiting for the one about The Thing. That's what I'm saying is these are the movies we love, and there's a lot of people out there who love the same movies that we do. And when they get to talk about them and get all, the most exhaustive effort they're putting forward. This is not just some little 5-minute, making of or documentary on a disc. These are outstanding. So, what did you see in 2024? Is there anything you saw that you loved or anything you see you hated? Do you hate some of the things I'm talking about? Is there anything that you say, hey, how'd you miss this one or how'd you whatever? And it's possible that I missed something. It's possible I talked about, was talking about this and I skipped over one on the list. It's not the end of the world. But again, spend your time going to the movies and spend your time watching movies and stuff like that. You should be enjoying it. If you're watching a movie and you don't enjoy them, why are you wasting your time watching them? Life is way too short to do that. Just want to say that. But I did want to just be serious for a minute. I want to thank everyone who reached out. And we're worried about my dad because he wasn't on the show and stuff like that. And we're hoping we're get my dad back as fast as we can on the show. But I did want to say this, and I usually don't talk like this kind of stuff here, and I know I'm getting serious here at the end of like almost 30 plus minutes of me yammering. But 2 days or two or three days before I recorded this, a really good friend of mine, Todd Collarin, passed away from a heart attack. Todd's was just an amazing guy, a great artist, sculptor, somebody who really, along with Mike and Jen Swissack and George and just have too many guys to name, are just make up the modeling community of people who are my like real friends. We all call each other like we're all brothers and sisters in resin, right? Kind of thing. That's our saying, right? But we like real friends. Like a guy who would check in on me during chemo. He doesn't have to. There's no reason people check in when I'm doing it, but he would tell me, hey, how's it going? Everything okay? He would check in on me. We'd go to shows, and he always used to ask Haley how she's doing, what's going on. He took interest in what's happening. Him and his wife, Nancy, were just two very amazing people. And he will be sorely missed, sorely, sorely missed. And I've built a number of his pieces, and I've I always think about it. I was like, I did build up some paint ups for him, sometimes when he didn't have time to do them himself or when Mike couldn't do them. And I always felt like, I felt it was good to do something like that because this person is such a nice person and so caring and giving. I always wanted to make sure I gave back, and there's not much I could do. I mean, besides purchasing the pieces, I'm not sure what else I could have, do. And I, I hope he knows, and I hope his wife Nancy knows how much he will be. He was loved and missed, and we will miss him in our community. We'll all miss him as my friend, and I'll think about him every time I paint one of his pieces. I have a number of his pieces sitting that I haven't painted yet because I haven't painted anything in months. But it's one of those things that you never know what's going to happen. So if you do nothing else in 2025, folks, maybe be a little more mindful of, you know, the people around you as bad. And trust me, and as some, for somebody who sees just horrible stuff happening. And I do, I mean, there's stuff in your life, there's whatever, you know, hug the people you love, tell people, you know, they're important to you, whatever. I know that sounds sappy and stupid and whatever. You can hate it all you want. It's fine. But I feel that, like, you know, I mean, I just was talking to people. I talked to somebody and all of a sudden they're gone. And I can't, it just, it's too much. I mean, maybe it's cause I'm getting older too, but it's just like, it just, there's no way losing somebody, you know, it's just a hurtful thing. And so, and you don't want to have things unsaid between you. If you really, you don't want to carry that. So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, pay homage to my buddy, who I will miss, greatly. And even if we never do another model convention ever kind of thing, he's somebody who I knew I would be friends with a long time. And I know, like Mike Spitzak and Jen had, you know, reached, they had been on there too. And I've, again, everyone in the community, all of us, Saul, Scott, all of us, all the guys, everyone from Jersey Fest, everybody, we just became a family that way, you know, and you didn't have to see your family every day to kind of know they all thought about you and cared. So just want to pay homage to him, but not to end everything on a downer, but I wanted to make sure I put that in. All right, folks. So that about does it for me right now. I am not sure what's going to happen in February. It's supposed to be the love episode where we're like, oh, it's like Valentine's Day. I have no idea because, I'll be honest with you, I've planned exactly zero right now. So the idea is to spend a couple days maybe thinking about and start getting some stuff planned so I can turn out, you know, this stuff so the five people who listen can, you know, enjoy what I'm putting out there. And I just want to, you know, say, I do appreciate everybody who's reached out again about dad, about everything else, you know, kind of thing, checking on me. People still do that, you know, even though I worry about everyone else, I don't ever worry about me. I do appreciate it. We all here do appreciate, you know, you guys. So, all right, folks. So, like I said, you know, think about that, reach out to people, just, you know, and I know phones work both ways. I get that. People all the time, well, phones work. I do. I get it. But sometimes it just takes that little bit of initiative or whatever. And even if the person doesn't get back to you right away, just now they know that you are thinking about them and care. And I do that sometimes too. I reach out to people like, I haven't spoken to this person in months or whatever. And I'm like, hey, just was thinking about you today. You know, just little things. So I know. This is a movie. This is a show about B-movies. And now I'm getting super serious. So like we say here, folks, keep those cards and letters coming. And keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo. Once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman, or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Giaconetti.
I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Jacchinetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots, Bugs, Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Jacchinetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc. are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?